You'll find an authorized version of the Holy Scriptures before you in the pew. Pick it up and turn with me to the book of Job at the chapter 23. The book of Job at the chapter 23. It's at page 567 in that book you picked up from the pew. We read this Scriptures together on the Lord's Day morning. We don't murmur them like Episcopalians. We read them as we are Presbyterians free. The chapter 23 of Job. Then Job answered and said, "Even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to a seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him, so should I be delivered forever from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept, and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I've esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Therefore am I troubled at his presence, when I consider I am afraid of him. For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither hath he covered the darkness from my face." Amen. And God will bless his sovereign, infallible word to all our hearts. Open your Bible at the 23rd chapter of the book of Job, and verse 3. "Oh, that I knew where I might find him. Oh, that I knew where I might find him." I want to speak upon the lost Christ. It's very interesting in studying the Word of God, the many times Christ seemed to be lost. The book of Genesis and the book of Job are of the same age. People ask me the question, who was Job? Well, if they read their Bible, they would know who Job was. Job was the son, one of the sons of Issachar. You say, how do you know that? Because I've read the Bible. If you turn over to the 46th chapter of the book of Genesis, you'll find there in that 46th chapter, a mention of Job. in verse 13. And the sons of Issachar were Tola and Puva and Job and Shimroth. You know, the Bible is a self-contained book. All you need to know about the Bible is in the Bible. The Bible gives the only reliable information about itself. So if you didn't know who Job was, you know now who he was. He was a son of Issachar, who was a son of Jacob. There is no reason to disbelieve the Bible, for only the Bible itself has the answer to these questions. And there is no different view held who Job was, because no one else has any evidence about who he was. So here is the evidence. Notice these three descendants that came to meet with Job were all descendants of Esau. They would therefore be contemporaries. There are some scriptures you might want to note them, but better than that, get a copy of this tape after the service and they'll be noted there. Eliphaz of Teman in Idumea was the son of Esau, and he also had a son called Teman, from whom his country took its name. Genesis chapter 36. 10 and 11. This country of Teman was known for its wise men. Jeremiah 49 verse 7. It is mentioned with Edom in Amos 1, 11 and 12. Compare that with Jeremiah 25, 23. For both are connected with Buzz, the brother of Uz, Genesis 22:21. Bildad the Shuhite, Shua was the sixth son of Abraham by Keturah, his second wife, Genesis 22:25-2, and is mentioned with connection with Esau in Jeremiah 49 verse 8. So far, the Nemethite, Namur was a city some 6 miles south of Lod in the lowlands of Judah. If Job was the son of Issachar, and he was, according to Genesis 46:13, he would have gone down to Egypt with his father. Issachar was 40 years of age, but he went down to Egypt. If Job was the third son, according to Genesis 46:13, he would have been about 20 at the time he went down to Egypt. We are told that after his testing, he lived for 140 years. And God said that was a double blessing. So if he lived for 140 years, he must have been 70 years of age when he was tested. So the amazing thing that Job's life is divided into 70 years. Periods. 70, 140, 210. His lifetime would be around about 1,726 years before Christ. He was born the year after Joseph was sold, and he died 119 years after the death of Joseph. When Joseph died, Job was 91. If his double blessing did include the length of years, then his affliction took place 21 years previously, when he was 70. His removal from Egypt to us must therefore have taken place earlier still. When Joseph died, Moses was 55 and had been in Midian 25 years before the Exodus from Egypt. This would account for Job being a worshipper of the true God of Abraham, and explains how Moses could have been the author of this book, and perhaps an eye and ear witness of the testing of Job. I think that the time has come when we should take more heed to what is really in the Bible. And when we take more heed to what is really in the Bible, we'll get all the answers we need. I know you didn't think that you were coming to hear about Job this morning, but it's important that we lay the solid foundation to our message. Here is a man, and he's a man with a burden. And what does he say? Oh, that I knew where I could find him. To him, Christ was lost. But thank God, he found Christ. Why? Because Christ found him. There's another side to the coin. The lost Christ. That lost Christ goes searching for those that are really lost. And thank God he finds them. Thank God for every soul that has been found by Jesus Christ. And if you have never been found of Christ, and you have never found Christ, let me tell you, you can find him this morning. And he says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's look at some people in the Bible who found him. The first finding of Christ occurs in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 39 to 45. We read there that the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Who said that? Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist. We have here a view of great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. The angel had announced to Mary her conceiving of the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mary wanted an ear that would listen to her story. So she traveled a long way to meet Elizabeth, her cousin, to one to whom she could open her mind and reveal her inmost thoughts. Elizabeth was then well on her way to giving birth to John the Baptist. But when Mary came in to the home of Elizabeth, the child in her womb, John the Baptist, leaped for joy. because he had found the Christ of God. A man who always seemed to be lost was not lost. And John leaped for joy in his mother's womb, for he had found Christ in Mary's womb. What a finding! What a leaping! What a joy! What a revelation! What a manifestation! Isaac Watts, the great hymn writer, wrote these words: "Ere the blue heavens were stretched abroad, from everlasting was the Word. With God he was, the Word was God, and must divinely be adored. By his own power were all things made. By him supported all things stand. He is the whole creation's head, and angels fly at his command. Ere sin was born, or Satan fell, he led the hosts of morning stars. The generations, who can tell or count the number of thy year? He may hold converse with worms, dressed in such feeble flesh as they. The first finding of Christ by the babe in the womb of Elizabeth, John the Baptist. But John the Baptist found Christ again. And if you turn to John 1 and verse 32 to 34, you'll read that John bare record saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same as he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God." It was more than 30 years before, since John the Baptist leaped with joy in his mother's womb because he had found Christ in Mary's womb when she came to visit his mother Elizabeth. Now John the forerunner was to find him again. This time Christ was over 30 years old. John, by divine revelation, was to find Jesus, his mighty kinsman. The Spirit descended upon Jesus like a dove and abode upon him. Compare that with Isaiah 11 and verse 2. "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." Not till then did John really as a man find Christ. Whereupon John the forerunner bore the mighty approbation and testimony: "This is the Son of God. Where shall I find him?" John the Baptist found him in his mother's womb. John the Baptist found him when he took him down to the Jordan water to baptize him. But John found him a third time. You know, John, like the mighty Elijah, of whom he was a type, lost heart. Like Elijah, the journey became too great for him. Listen to these sad words in Matthew 11, 2-6.
Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Here John was touching the rock bottom of unbelief. He who had jumped for joy in his mother's womb because of Christ, he who had seen the Spirit come out of heaven and abide upon him at his baptism, now he says, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things that ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. What a word Christ spoke in condemnation of the unbelief of John, his forerunner. But when John's disciples left, Jesus bore another testimony to John. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that were born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. John had found Christ for a third time. And he was faithful unto death. And Christ gave to him a crown of life. As I turn over the pages of the New Testament, I come from John the Baptist, the first to find Christ, finding him in his mother's womb. And I come to wise men. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 8. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When our Lord Jesus Christ was born, some wise men came from the east. Their tongues were united with one question, and one question only. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. Mark this very carefully. And when they had heard the king, they departed. Doesn't say, you know, they departed to Bethlehem. Please note that. It says they departed. The king said, you have to go to Bethlehem. But they saw the star. The star didn't take them to Bethlehem. The star took them to Nazareth. Because since the time of Christ's birth, he had been taken from Bethlehem to the temple to carry out the duties of the law, and then taken back to the home of his father and mother, which was, or his father and his foster mother, which his mother and his foster mother, for that's where they lived. And it came and stood over where the young man, the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding joy. They didn't need the leadership of Herod to find Christ. The only person that finds Christ is the person that's led by the Spirit of God, led by the hand of God. And when they saw him and his mother, no mention of his father, for God was his father, they fell down and worshipped him. And they opened their treasures and presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The wise men saw the birth star in the east, and thus commenced their quest. Where shall I find him to find the King of the Jews? The evil and bloodthirsty Herod questioned the chief priests, and having learned from them the messianic prophecy, went back from them to the wise men and brought the answer to their question, where? And there, the answer of the wise men of Herod was Bethlehem. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be a ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Micah 5:2. The other question was when. Notice how diligently the wily Herod questioned the wise man about the time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem. But Mary and the child Jesus were no longer there. The true guide was the star, which brought the wise man to Bethlehem, where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding joy. The devil was and always will be anti-Christ, opposed to Christ. And so this slave of the devil, Herod the Great, the monster that he was, slaughtered all the innocent babes of Bethlehem. But the forewarned Joseph had already carried the babe and his mother safely to Egypt. It is only by careful study of the exact wording of Scripture that we discover where Christ was to be found. The only way to find Christ is by the guidance of the Word of God. And thank God that Word becomes a star, and it leads us to find Him. His virgin mother was at Nazareth when she was ready to be delivered of her child. She was transported to Bethlehem because of the taxing. She was delivered of her child in Bethlehem. She was visited in the night of Christ's birth by the shepherds of Bethlehem, directed by the angel and the angels. She visited with her child the temple at Jerusalem for the ceremony of her own purification. There she met Simeon and Anna. She then returned with Joseph to their home in Nazareth, where she was visited by the wise men. And from there she fled into Egypt, and then she returned and settled again in her home at Nazareth. As with gladness men of old did the guiding star behold, as with joy they healed its light, leading onward beaming bright, so most gracious Lord may we evermore be led to Thee. May we take the guidance of Scripture, for the Scripture will lead us to Christ, and Christ will lead us to God the Father. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, of course, many other people found Christ. I'll come back to this subject. But have you found Him? I thank God on the 29th day of May, 1932, I found Christ. But best of all, Christ found me. He's the lily of the valley. He's the rose of Sharon. He's the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. May He be the fairest of 10,000 to your soul, for Jesus' sake. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy Word and its divine truth. And we pray that today, every one of us may be led by the Word to Christ, and that we may know Him personally and rejoice in His salvation. Hear this our prayer. Bless us as we draw near to Thee again around the table. Make it sweet to our taste. Let our banner over us be love. And everybody said, Amen.